plenty to talk about in the world of football, and our next guest is always great to have on a Sunday morning. Zorb, good morning, and well, what did you make firstly of Latrell Mitchell's comeback? Was that the reason that South seemed to finally click last night? Good morning, Zorb.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Dino. Yeah, just on Best Food at sporting events.
Yeah.
Lidcombe Oval in the late 60s and early 70s, the homemade scones and cakes from from the ladies there, really sensational. And where I started to get fat by the
background. Hey, Zorb, didn't the lovely old ladies at Redfern used to give you some food too when you and Hollywood were calling the games?
They would boo from the time I stepped onto the grandstand steps right to the top, and then they'd come and give me a cup of tea and some cake.
Oh, bless.
Hey, Zorb, you know, producer Mario, he's just poked his head in during the 8 o'clock news, and he said, what about, and I've got no idea, he said Zorb would know, the souvlaki and the bita bread, whatever it is, at the Sydney Olympics, Sydney Croatia Games.
Well, of course, if you went to the soccer like he did all those years ago, I told him to change his name, but he never did.
It's very good. Hey, so what do you think about Latrell? And indeed, as Dino's commented on earlier, his decision after the game, when he did play so well and sort of sparked South back to form, to basically say he was not available for Origin selection for Game 3.
I think the big thing about Latrell last night, in dreadful conditions, and to come back after his long layout, long layoff with hamstring problems, that was a treacherous field for hamstrings last night, and he came through with flying colours. He couldn't have given himself a better test. He had a smile on his face. I just hope he doesn't get back to the grumpy Latrell that we can see. I mean, he's a marvellous player. He's been gifted with amazing skills, and Souths are a three times better side with him in it than they are without it. Without him, they can't go anywhere in this comp. With him, they can make a noise. Great comeback in terrible conditions. And I saturated Saturday, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I can't recall such a wet day in rugby league in recent times. It was wet and wild in Sydney, but the sheer skill came to the fore in atrocious conditions at Olympic Park and out of Parramatta. The handling, the passing, the catching of the high balls and relentless defence had to be seen to be believed. On treacherous fields. The Sharks playmaker, Nicho Hynes, he kicked the Brave Bulldogs to death to spearhead a tough 18-6 win at Combank. And Glenn Latrell, his long-awaited return, just gave South an easy 30-12 win for South Sydney over Parramatta at a Core Stadium. South scored 5-2 to easily account for a disappointing Parramatta. It was a full house up in Townsville. The 2022 big improvers, the Cowboys.
Great game, Zorb. Great game, wasn't it?
Since win in 11 games.
Yeah. Great game to watch, wasn't it?
It was. Mm. And, you know, that's a tremendous record. Mm. Although they should have been beaten the week before by Manly at Brookvale, but they weren't. And they're going on their winning way. They really accounted for Brisbane twice in the 1 year now.
Now, Zorba, I can't let this segment go any further. Will you say sorry to Freddie?
You just cut out there, Bulldog. No, I won't. What I will say is the six agains continue to haunt the game. In Origin in Perth and in the vital Penrith versus Roosters game in the wet on Friday night, the game's great unaccountable, the six agains was decisive. I hate the rule. I hated it from the first time I've seen it, and nothing will change my mind because it creates massive, unneeded doubt in the minds of fans and viewers.
We don't know what they're for, Zorb, do we? It just says 10 metres we know, but ruck infringement, that could be multiple reasons why they've blown the penalty. We just don't know, and there's no recourse to find out why.
No, Queensland feel they were dudded and hard done by in the vital minutes before half-time, with a run of six agains and a sin bin, sending Felice Kaufusi to the sin bin, and turned a half-time deficit into a lead for New South Wales. Now, look, New South Wales were by far the superior side in the second half, and I don't think what went on late in the first half cost Queensland the win, but it left a sour taste, I think, in everyone's minds. I thought Ashley Klein was a different referee to the game we saw in game one, and why he changed his style remains a mystery. And then on Friday night, we see Jared Sutton, who formerly, he was a standard bearer. His drop in standard is amazing from the former number one whistleblower. It's actually alarming. Sutton was way off his former lofty standards with several blatant blunders in the Panthers-Roosters game. Now, their coach, Trent Robinson, has come out. He's going to cop a heavy fine this week, or his club is, over what he said. And I don't know whether or not that is good for the game when coaches can't constructively criticise, as long as they don't go overboard and test the integrity of the referee, which maybe he has in this case. But that decision against Sam Verrills in that supposed dangerous tackle is the most laughable penalty and sanction I think I've seen in the game in the last 20 years. Mm. It was just a laughable decision, and I can't believe that a referee of his ilk made it.
Yeah, no, it was bizarre. Hey, just a quick one, Saul, before we move on to, I know you want to talk about the next coach who might be in a spot of bother, but just back to Origin, Latrell Mitchell basically ruling himself out. Dino thinks Jack Whiten comes back into the team. Maybe Crichton goes back to the bench. Burton has to stay. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly the same. Whiten's got to come in. He was the best player in game one when they got beaten, and he can't be dropped on that performance. And likewise for young Matty Burton, because his kicking is an added extra. Crichton is unlucky to be the odd man out on this occasion. But
you'd admit Crichton's all. Would you keep Talakai, or would you put Crichton back to the bench and keep the big
fella? Back to the bench. I think Talakai's come in after the others, and he was okay. Nothing great. I think there's more versatility in Crichton. He can play fullback, wing, centre.
Sure.
And that's what you need him for. I would think that he's got to retain his spot, and they'd be the only changes.
Next coach to go, Zorba. Mm. Is there one around the corner, or are you referring to Justin Holbrook?
Yeah, I am. Ever since I watched Matthew Elliott, and you'll remember it, Bulldog, and so will you, Ray, put the tie around his neck.
I was there that day.
At Penrith, yeah.
At Penrith after they were beaten up there and he was about to be sacked. It's become easy to spot a coach about to be given the chop. They look like a deer in the headlights, and Justin Holbrook had that look after his side were thrashed 38-12 by Newcastle on Friday night. He's lost for answers, and he couldn't give answers at the press conference. He looked nervous. He looked like a shot duck, and the Titans will get the wooden spoon. Whether he did enough last year to just get them almost into the second week of the finals, I don't know. I don't think so. I think the Titans have lost their spark. They need to go for a very experienced coach. If I was in charge of the Warriors, they need a coach. I would go for Madge Maguire. He's coaching New Zealand. It'd be a perfect fit. Get him over there and let him work with that side. They need help. And I would get Shane Flanagan to go to the Gold Coast Titans almost immediately. They need a real hard taskmaster. He served his time for what went on at Cronulla. There's been worse things happen in our game, and I think he deserves another chance, and that's where he should go.
Fair enough. Hey, Zorb, for 70 minutes on Thursday night, Manly were terrific against Storm. What happened in the last 5 minutes? Four tries by Melbourne Storm, 36-30 in the end.
Well, they've got a chronic problem, haven't they? I mean, 4 months into the NRL season, and the Manly Seagulls still can't play out 80 minutes. Now, they've collapsed in their last two games. They allowed three tries in the last 8 minutes to lose to the Cowboys, and then they gave up four tries in the last 6 minutes in the 36-30.
Is it a fitness thing? What is it, Saul?
I think it absolutely is. It happened against Parramatta. just over a month ago. They died in the backside of the game. And their failure to go the distance, the Seagulls simply can't go 80. Some real questions need to be asked there at Manly. And the questions really, you've only got to look at the young gun, Josh Schuster. He's overweight and struggling for form after 16 rounds. Now, the coaching and training staff have got to take all of the criticism that's coming their way from fans at the moment. Manly fans are sick of it. Manly have got a bye next week, and plenty of people at the club can't wait for the new CEO, Tony Mestrov, to start in 4 weeks and shake the football department up. It really needs to shake up at the moment.
EJ's just texted in Zorb saying, good morning, boys. Jeez, Bulldog, you let Zorba off the hook easily. He sidestepped the apology to Freddie like Tedesco slicing through the line.
Constructive criticism never hurt anyone. And if the truth be known, I'm not sure, but I've heard reports that what we said last week was played to the side, and that really revved them up.
Zorba, all jokes aside, though, and we do love having a stir up with you on a Sunday morning, but do you think Freddie did get it right for Origin 2? Clearly, he made a lot of changes. He put his reputation on the line. The series was on the line, and he got the job done.
The jury's out.
Yeah, go on.
7-3 to Queensland at Suncorp. If he can spring a win up there, I'll give you your apology. But if he doesn't, he's struggling.
What else would you give me?
Pardon?
What else would you give me?
Pardon?
Just an apology. Is that enough?
No.
Okay.
I will give you the apology you're seeking.
Okay.
If
they win the series.
That 7-3. Look, let's face it. He's come into the... You tout his record, and it's okay. It's nothing to write home about. But he did come in after the all-time greats of Queensland Origin stepped away from the side. So he's been able to come in at a perfect time. And if he didn't get a better than 50% record, then he shouldn't be coaching.
Fair enough. Hey, Zor, before I get your tips today, I didn't see this, but Claire she says it's Claire from GC, so I'm presuming the Gold Coast. Hi, guys. Did you see the Titans players on their phones in the sheds after the game ignoring their coach? Embarrassing to say the least. I didn't see that, Zor. Did you notice that?
It didn't hit home to me. I was watching the coach and just looking at his body language, which was, as I said earlier in this segment, he looked like a shot duck. There's no answers to coaches when they get to the end of the road. You know, there's no more petrol in the tank. The car's stopped and you've got to hitch a ride somewhere out of there. But I feel sorry for Holbrook. He's been given... I mean, whoever made this... If he made the decision to get rid of Jamal Fogarty and put in another overrated Gold Coast junior in Toby Sexton, then, you know, he deserves what's coming. They've got some dud buys. Jared Wallace sent off the other night against Newcastle. He'd run for, I think, 30 metres in the game, if that. Isaac Liu getting over 500,000. I don't know who's buying the players there, but it's all got a fullback on the head coach, hasn't it? And they make a habit of really pumping up their juniors from the Gold Coast who simply can't aim up when it comes to the NRL.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of valid criticisms there. Hey, Zorb, two games to complete this weekend's round today. Both really good games of football, I reckon, this afternoon. The Warriors take on the Tigers. That's a 2 p.m. game. 4:05 St George, Illawarra versus Canberra. Warriors are $1.65 at home. Tigers $2.25 head-to-head. The Dragons $2.15. Canberra favourites $1.70 head-to-head. How do you see these two games, Zorb?
Well, it's 1,038 days since the Warriors have played at Mount Smart Stadium, and they've been given a blessing by being given the West Tigers, who enjoy getting away from Sydney, I think, and the flak that's been coming their way. The Warriors have been struggling. They've held the league up. They've saved the game. If ever they were due for a win, it's today. There's a packed house there. It'll be a big opportunity for them. And if there's ever a game that they need to win, it's this one. And I think Sean Johnson can, back at home for the first time in a long time, he can inspire the Warriors to win over the West Tigers, who haven't shown anything since Maguire left, to give me the opportunity to tip the Warriors to win that one. And the Dragons, it's going to be wet, Bulldog and Ray, down at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. I know that ground well, after playing there for many years as a kid, and in grade football. The rain will be coming off the ocean, which is right there, almost on the western sideline. It's not far. It's probably 50 metres from the ocean. So for those that haven't been to that ground, it'll be terrible today if this continues. There's no sign of it abating. And I understand there's been heavy rain there overnight. So that will be a tough game to win for either of the sides. But at home, I'm going to go for the Dragons against the Raiders. So I'm Warriors all up 1-12 into the Dragons all up 1-12.
Terrific. Terrific as always, Zorb. Really appreciate your thoughts on a Sunday morning, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, boys.
Thanks, Zorb.